Every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Sharon Ann and Betty in the bedroom of Jack's house.
Mommy, hasn't Daddy come home yet?
No, Sharon Ann. It's late. You should be asleep.
But where is Daddy?
He had to see somebody tonight.
Who?
I don't know. He didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, try Alka-Seltzer once, and believe me, you'll always depend on it when acid indigestion causes distress. Yes, we think you like Alka-Seltzer so well that you'll never be without it once you try it. Alka-Seltzer is very easy to take. All you do is drop one or two tablets in a glass of water, then drink the refreshing solution this makes. You'll surely like the pleasant taste of Alka-Seltzer. And, of course, it's so fast, so effective, that the uncomfortable feeling of acid indigestion is gone almost before you know it. Try Alka-Seltzer next time. Yes, get a package from your druggist. And next time acid indigestion causes distress, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 7, Book 79. The streetlights of San Francisco are dimmed by a midnight fog as Jack Barber drives out California Street toward his home in Seacliff. He's alone in the car. At Powell Street, he stops impatiently to let a cable car cross. He's impatient because he is anxious to get home to his wife, Betty. He needs her after what has happened this evening. And Betty, she lies in bed staring into the darkness, waiting. Waiting and wondering when she'll hear Jack coming up the stairs to their bedroom. She suddenly sits up as she hears the bedroom door open quietly.
Jack?
Mommy?
Sharon Ann, what are you doing out of bed?
Mommy, hasn't Daddy come home yet?
No, Sharon, you'll catch cold running around like this.
Can I get in bed with you?
It's so late, you should be asleep.
I've tried to, Mommy, but I've just been lying in my bed, wide awake. Can I get in with you?
Well...
just a little while till Daddy comes.
All right.
Come on.
Can you see?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your feet are like ice. How many times have I told you not to run around without your slippers? Here, get close to me and get warm. There.
Mommy?
Yes?
Why is Daddy staying up so late?
He had to see somebody.
Who?
I don't know.
Didn't Daddy tell you?
He said it was business.
Are you worried about Daddy?
He'll be home pretty soon, honey.
And you're not worried?
There's nothing to be worried about just because Daddy stayed out for an evening.
But you cried.
When?
At dinner, when Mary Lou asked you why Daddy wasn't here to eat with us.
Don't you want to run back and get in your own nice little bed now?
Oh, please let me stay here.
You'll be so tired tomorrow, you won't want to go to school.
I won't be able to sleep till Daddy comes in anyway. If I go to my room, I'll just lie there, thinking and thinking. That's all I can dream all night, Mary. Just thinking.
Thinking what, Sharon?
Oh, kind of like when you have a bad dream. You wake up feeling all bothered inside. It's kind of afraid.
Well, darling, what are you afraid of?
I don't know.
Nothing could happen to you. I'm here and Nicolette's here. There's not a thing in the world for you to be worried about. Mary and Jane and the triplets are all asleep, and you're much bigger than they are.
But they're not old enough to imagine things like I do.
What sort of thing?
Before I came in here, I imagined I was all alone, that you and Daddy were gone. Everybody in the whole world was gone but me.
Well, you're not alone, sweetheart. We'd never let you be alone. We love you too much. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Of course you do. Now, come on. You run back to bed like a good little girl.
All right, Mommy.
Give me a kiss. There. You don't feel bothered inside anymore, do you?
No.
Yes, my big girl. Now, sit and go in your room quietly so you won't wake the other children.
I will. Night, Mommy.
Night. Close the door when you go out. I don't want... listen.
I think I hear Daddy coming up the stairs.
Yes.
Now, get to tell him good night. I'll hide behind his chair and surprise him. Don't turn on the light.
All right.
You wake, Betty?
Yes, sir.
But you got your door open for
him. Hello, Daddy.
Well, who's this? What are you doing up, Monkey?
She was just going back to bed. She wanted to kiss you good night.
Oh.
Kiss Daddy and run now, Sharon. Make a hurry, Jack. She hasn't any slippers on.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Daddy. I'm glad you came home.
Are you? So am I. Now, scamper.
All right. Night, Mommy.
Night. Close the door.
Turn that light on there, will you, Betty?
Mm-hmm.
You don't look as if you've been asleep.
I haven't.
What was Sharon doing in here?
She couldn't sleep either, she said. Came in a little while ago and wanted to get in bed with me.
What's the matter?
She was upset.
What about?
I think she's worried because you went home.
Oh. Seemed to have caused a general upset around here just because I had to be out for one night.
But it is late, Jack. It's after 12.
Well, is that so awful? No reason for everybody to think I deserted them.
I didn't say that. You asked me about Sharon Ann, and I simply said...
Okay. She's always imagining something.
She needed reassurance, Jack.
Huh?
I think she sensed something in our relationship that everything wasn't going exactly right. That can make a child feel very insecure, you know. And a wife, too. I told her you'd explain all about where you've been tonight. She pestered me with questions, but of course I couldn't give her any satisfactory answers.
Why not? I phoned you and said I wouldn't be home for dinner. I had to stay out tonight on business.
That's what you said, yes, but you didn't say what the business was.
Well, it was legal business. What else could it be? It's the only business I know. More's the pity, I guess.
You don't need to snap at me. I haven't done anything except lie here awake worrying.
I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to snap at you, but... Oh, I don't know. I'm about ready to give up.
Give up what?
The whole blooming blankety-blank thing. Move over a little, will you, Betty? Let me sit here on the bed for a minute.
Jack, you look completely tired out.
Yeah. I am kind of all in, honey. Can't even muster enough energy to get ready for bed.
Darling.
Gosh, don't talk to me like that. I might just bust down and have a good cry.
Oh, why don't you lie down here? Let me hold your head in my arms.
My good suit all wrinkled.
I'll press it for you, Mara.
Okay. Oh. Oh, this is wonderful.
Oh, Jack, you've been so far away lately. This is the first time in 2 weeks I feel I could reach you.
I know. I guess it's been kind of a stinker, all right.
What's been the trouble, Jack?
Do you think you can take an awful blow, Ben?
You're not in love with somebody else.
Hey, relax. What gave you that idea?
Then you're not? It isn't that?
Gosh, no.
Oh, then I can stand anything.
Well, who the heck do you think I'd be in love with?
Well, I thought of every girl I've ever heard you mention. The secretary's down at the office like Miss Harris.
Why, she's got buck teeth. Elwood would be interested in her malocclusion.
Our children have malocclusion, and you think they're pretty.
Yeah, but we're going in for orthodontia. Oh, I'd have to bring that up. I'd be raising the dough for that before long.
Don't worry. You'll be a partner in Judge Hunter's firm by the time we have to go in for all that teeth straightening. That'll fix everything, Jack.
Oh.
Huh?
Betty,
What were you going to say?
Well, you think you could still love a guy who's a complete and total failure?
Oh, Jack. Not a question about my loving you. Why do you think I've been driving myself just about frantic lately, doing everything I could to make him notice me? I'm so sick of rice and sauerkraut juice.
Hmm?
Miss Stevie, I haven't even noticed I've lost 6 pounds.
Well, what for?
Because I didn't think you liked me the way I was.
Oh, Betty, you little goon.
And you didn't think I was getting a spread?
Give me a kiss, you nut.
Oh, I'm so happy I got you back. I've been feeling just like Sharon Ann. I was all alone in the world.
Yeah. We need each other, Betty. I sure need you. I know that much.
You don't even know how much it means to hear you say that. A woman has to be needed, Jack. I've been feeling so weak and useless, and now I've got the strength of I don't know what.
Well, you're certainly going to need it. You didn't hear what I said a while ago, I guess. I wasn't kidding, honey, about being a failure.
Huh?
You can forget all about our plans and all the stuff we were going to do when Judge Hunter came through with a junior partnership for me. I didn't get it.
Jack.
That's right. It added a partner, but it ain't little Jack. It promoted Lynn Jones right over my head. I hated to tell you this, Betty. I've been carrying it around for a couple of weeks now, hoping to have some good news before I spun this on you.
You've known this for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Jack, darling, why didn't you let me help you with it? No wonder you've been so miserable.
Been rugged, all right. You see, I've been making plans to get away from Judge Hunter. I saw a lawyer tonight. Took him to dinner and sounded him out about going to work in his office. He was nice. He even offered me a job. But he'd pay me $100 a month less than Judge Hunter. So that's out. Now I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, don't worry. You'll do something. That nasty old Judge Hunter. What excuse did he give?
I've been so sore I haven't talked to him. But he told Dad they didn't think I was mature enough for the job.
Lynn Jones is younger than you are.
Yeah, he'll figure it out. In any case, I'm right behind the eight ball. I don't want to go on working down there. I haven't been able to line up anything that's as good. So that's what I meant about being a failure.
Jack, you stop saying that. No such thing. We are the hardest working, brightest, most wonderful lawyer that San Francisco ever had.
Hey, that gives me an idea.
Huh?
I know a big lawyer in Los Angeles. Darby Fuller, fraternity brother of mine. I think I'll give him a ring. I bet he'd take me in as a partner right off the bat. Well, sure he would. Betty, how'd you like to live in Los Angeles?
I don't know, but that's where you want to go, Jack. The kid and I'll be right beside you.
I don't know where we'd live, but...
Jack, as long as you love me, I'll live anywhere.
A can of Mud Hatter and Igloo.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. You know, friends, homemakers all over America are discovering that Bactine is the ideal family antiseptic.
Well, that's certainly true, Mr. Barton. But I have to admit, I was skeptical at first. I didn't see how any one product could possibly do all the things you said it would do. But when I tried Bactine, well, I've just never seen anything like it in my life. I could almost say that never a day goes by when you don't have the Bactine in use. How do you say it?
The handiest bottle in the house?
Yes. And Bactine is certainly that. We use it as an antiseptic on cuts and scratches, and we think there's nothing to equal it. And my husband says he hasn't found anything as effective as Bactine in removing the discomfort of athlete's foot. Oh, and another thing. I always give my hands a Bactine rinse before I start preparing food. I think that's very important.
It is. And so are the many other uses you will find for Bactine, friends. Here is the ideal family antiseptic, and no home should be without it. We believe you like Bactine so well, we are offering it to you on this exceptional money-back guarantee. Get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist. Try it. Then if you're not completely satisfied, just send the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories and get double your money back. Remember, that's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Hey, Betty, you asleep?
Uh-uh.
You're worrying about moving to Los Angeles?
Are you?
Well, I'm a little scared, maybe.
Remember to try Bactine, friends. That's Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, the ideal family antiseptic. There's never been a product exactly like it. Bactine is remarkably effective in soothing for itching, burning feet. And for athlete's foot, Bactine relieves the itching and burning and helps combat infection. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid that does not stain skin or clothing, does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, has a fresh, clean odor. Get a 30 or 70-cent size bottle of Bactine from your druggist right away. Remember, you get double your money back if you're not satisfied. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Jack plans a trip. Chapter 8, Book 79. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Rossetto.